Gin and tonic. This film's not about gin and tonic. This film is not about gin and tonic. Okay. Hi guys. We review a film every week. We are the Indie Film Review. I'm Dan. That is Jared. Stumbling hey. All in this this wonderful intro. We reviewed a film this week called Tonic. That's why I made that Amadeus joke earlier.
Oh, so topical. Tonical.
But this film has little to do with tonic in terms of drinking. Huh. There's a nightclub in the film called Tonic, and I think that's where it gets its name from.
Well, what is the definition of tonic?
Let's
see.
A curing elixir, probably.
A medicinal substance taken to give the feeling of vigor or well-being.
Maybe.
So there are substances that are taken in this, which would be pills.
And there is
I guess it's medicinal.
There is a metaphorical tonic of getting out of debt.
Yeah, and also music is a form of tonic.
Yes, music is a form of tonic. Oh, dude. I can't wait to talk about the music in this film.
I know. So there is a lot of drinking in this.
Yes.
And the main characters.
And it's not fucking gin and tonic. It's whiskey. Like, this guy takes whiskey neat all the fucking time.
He should have been drinking gin and tonic this whole fucking time.
Exactly.
Dude.
Okay.
Wow. 0 out of 10 stars for the tonic film. I'm sorry. This is horse shit. All right. Anyways, so we're going to talk about Tonic.
This was submitted to us by Derek Presley, who's the writer-director of this film. And Derek has his little fingies all up in that auteur-ness. Like, you can tell. Like, I feel like if I watch more of his films, he's going to have a mark. Like, it was very, very purposeful, very deliberate. Like, he knows what he wants to do with his craft. Not that he knows what he's doing. Of course he knows what he's doing. But it's like, he knows what he wants it to look like. He has a style that he's trying to achieve.
This film, I mean, just skipping past questions for a sec.
So okay.
Fantastic looking.
Fantastic looking.
So good.
Another quick aside. The screener needed to be resent because, like, they sent it to other distributors and you reset it every once in a while. So I asked for a new one and he sent that in May. Part of his team has taken it to the can. They're going to Cannes with this.
That's awesome.
That's fucking rad. That's awesome.
I hope it does well. This is a pretty special, weird film, and I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Dude. So many things I enjoyed about this film. Shout out to...
I want to talk about the actors. So.
Yeah, that's... Shout out to Jason Coviello. He was my favorite.
Yes,
he plays Terry.
Yes. He was amazing.
Not saying that Billy Blair wasn't amazing. Not saying that everybody else wasn't amazing. But... Jason Coviello, his character, he was terrifying. He scared me.
he was doing weird stuff with his mouth in the car. He was just acting with his face constantly. Yeah, he was really fun. Lori Petty is in this from Tank Girl.
Oh.
She's the cancer sister of Sebastian Poe, who's the main character.
Tank Girl.
And I was like, This woman who's doing the cancer lady, I'm like, she's so good. And then I hear her voice and I'm like, how do I know that voice? And I looked her up. I'm like, oh my God, it's Lori Petty.
And then,
what a treat.
Ed Westwick is Stanley Robinson, who's the disgruntled guy that Billy Blair confronts later. Billy Blair, his name is in the film is Sebastian Poe. And man, he plays an amazing, just down on his luck, frustrated musician. And it's so... And opioid addicted musician as well.
Oh, everyone in this movie is just powerhouse. They're on their last leg. It's like last leg the film. Oh, yeah. I think everyone does a really good job.
Yeah. But last leg the film, for sure.
Yeah. It's because the theming of this is like... just oppression. Like, it just feels like the world is pressing down on all these characters, and there's even a metaphor about that later on.
Yeah.
That is it works so well. Dan, do you have a question for me?
Yes, Jared. Let's talk, like, how did you feel about the music?
I liked it. Do you mean, like, instrumentals or the piano?
The piano, everything that is the music. Every instance of music.
I liked the bands. I thought they were fun. And I really, really liked the piano song at the end. I thought that was really, really good.
The piano song was excellent.
As far as, like, incidental, like, mood music, I wasn't paying attention to it. I don't think it was like a bad or a good thing.
Here's the thing. I think the music itself becomes a character in this film because he's in and out of so many nightclubs that are playing live bands that he is trying to get a spot for. So, like, the incidental music becomes the background noise of these bands that have taken his spot. So it's always, it's a constant reminder about how much he's just down on his luck and how much he can't succeed and where he's trying to succeed. And it becomes the music to me made him feel claustrophobic. You know what I mean? Mm. Like he's being just constantly bared down by this good music, but music that he could be playing.
Yeah. It's that he desperately just wants to play music because it's the only thing he's good at and it makes him money. But he is denied that throughout the entire film until the very end. And it's pretty interesting to watch.
That end.
Yeah, the ending is really good. So how do you feel about pacing in this movie? Do you feel like this film ever loses you?
No.
It's, I think an hour and 40 minutes.
I was engaged the entire way through. This film doesn't go a mile a minute, but it has a lot of intrigue in terms of, like, where I think a lot of this has to do with the character development. Like, the characters develop very well, they develop very naturally, and they're very good in terms of being acted. And I just wanted to see these guys do their thing. So that's what got me going into it. And then you start to get the plot. It's like, oh, here's the stakes of the film. And you're like, oh shit, this isn't cool. And I was taken by surprise by the pace of this film a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like there's this one scene with police officers we'll get into later.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
I was not expecting
that. I was like, where is this film gonna go?
Dude.
During that scene, I was like, what the hell? There was a lot of times where the tension of like what's going on, my mind was racing of like, how are they gonna get out of this? What is going to be the outcome? So there's really good drama in this that I think is done really well.
Jared, I haven't explained what this film's about.
No one cared. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Tell everybody what the film is about. Wow, we're idiots.
Sebastian Poe, he's a piano player who's down on his luck. His sister has cancer, and he is trying to get money to take care of his sister, but all he can do is play music, and he keeps getting denied entry to these bars. Anyway, he knows a dirty cop named Terry, and Terry funds him through, or Terry gives him narcotics for his sister, and Sebastian kind of takes a little bit off the top, and he gets addicted to him himself.
Taking his own and cancer-ridden sister's pills.
Yeah, like, fuck, really, dude? Anyway,
fuck.
Terry is now coming up on Sebastian. He's like, hey, man, you owe me money now. And he basically is forcing Sebastian to either give him $7,000, which Sebastian has, he's like, I'll make it up to you. I'm going to play tonight. It's like, you are not going to get $7,000 in tips.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
love how he keeps thinking like, I'm going to make money in tips to like get thousands of dollars.
So he owes that much money. And what Terry does as a substitute is like, okay, you can kill this guy for me. And then that's kind of what this film is.
That scene where Terry has the realization that he can make this idiot go kill someone for him.
Yeah.
Was the look on his face. And then they held on to Terry's face for so long. He was just like, oh, just staring at him. He's like, what are you looking at? So I'm like, this is so good. Oh, there's so many great performances in this. Or like when Poe is talking with the prostitute. You know, should we just get into it?
Yes, let's get into it.
We're going to spoil the film. Go watch it.
Festival Circuit.
I really like this movie.
Go to Cannes and get this voted.
Yeah, it's going to Cannes, so it's not streaming then, right?
No.
Someone get us tickets to the Cannes Film Festival.
Well worth your watch.
Not canned. Cannes.
Well worth your watch whenever it comes readily available. Like,
hell yeah, dude. This
should not be a 2B release. This should be like a, I'm going to charge $6.99 on Amazon for it release.
Fuck yeah. But then I'm always afraid if, like, it's on a streaming service where you also have to pay, that people aren't going to do it. So I think ideally it would be like, it's on Amazon Prime, go watch it. If you have a subscription, you get it. Or like Hulu or a Netflix.
Ooh, a Hulu.
And you don't have to pay an extra fee. That'd be sick. Yeah. Hulu, I feel like, would be good. But yeah, something, man. Hopefully. We'll see. Anywho. So I talked about pacing earlier, and I feel like it's really good up until just after Poe talks to the prostitute lady. And I want to get into a little bit about this scene. So he goes to a gig and he's like, oh, I'm going to play soon. And it turns out that at the last minute, the guy he was going to replace shows up and he does his set and he's really pissed. But he is talking to this woman he doesn't know is a call girl. And she's like, hey, like, your nose is all fucked up. What happened? He's like, oh, I was helping some woman who was in distress in the alley. She got attacked and I rushed in and helped her. And then later on in the film, that happens where that same woman is being accosted by two men to get her purse. And he runs up and helps her. And it was so funny seeing the turmoil in his head of like, I don't want to do this. Did you feel, it's weird because I shouldn't think this is a believable scene, but somehow it was like very charming and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
It's like the cyclical nature of him bullshitting that. And then actually having to do it was cool.
So a narrative can do that. Like,
yes,
you can forgive the illogical things,
convenience
of a narrative if the narrative provides you with a reciprocal reward, I guess.
Yeah,
and like the payoff,
I always need a reward.
Yes, the payoff was very good for that.
The payoff should be cake
always.
Anywho, so she's like, hey, could you like walk me to my house or something? And he's like, all right, sure. So as they're walking, and this isn't about pacing yet, we're going to get to the pacing eventually. This is just things I want to talk about. There's a hint that she is a lady of the night. And I'm like, oh, that's really well done. And then they do another hint and then another hint. And I'm like, no. Give your audience a little bit of credit. Even if they don't catch it immediately, like, you can piece it, like, don't like baby and hold hand your audience. So I kind of was a little annoyed by that. But then they have that great scene in her apartment where she's like, they're talking back and forth about their different philosophies on life. But then when they walk back outside, that old man with the dog shows up and we haven't talked about him, but I guess he's a serial killer.
Who is played by
longtime character actor,
Richard Veal.
Yes. Who's been in everything you've ever seen that you've loved. He's in it. He's got a big bushy mustache. You'll recognize him if you look him up. He's great in this, but it's like her just being like, oh yeah, sure, random man with a dog, I'm going to come to your house. I guess it kind of makes sense because she's a call girl. So she's thinking she's going to make some money.
Well, maybe he was invited to his house earlier in the film.
Yes, and he invited him twice
to
get the main character to come over because he wants to kill people. And every time you see him, he's got a different dog. I don't know, that was a little weird, but then just after that scene, I feel like the pacing got a little slow for me because then Poe started to, he's like, oh, I'm going to go do the thing I was supposed to do originally. So most of this movie is him trying to get a gun, which is great.
Yeah.
He gets the gun. And then he's got to go kill this guy. This, like, how do you even describe,
dude,
Ed Eastwick's portrayal of whatever this character
Ed Westwick,
my bad.
He doesn't look anything like this character. Like, he looks like Lemmy from Motorhead, and he is just this, he's a drug lord. But
yeah,
like, he's very like Poe gets in there with a gun on him, and Lemmy, his name's Stanley.
Lemmy.
Stanley's out like a light, and then he like wakes up and he like sees that there's a gun pointed at him. He's like, "Oh shit!" And then they have this really cool exchange where it's like Poe is not wanting to kill him, and then immediately Stanley picks up on that and like basically convinces him.
Yeah. And it's like this. Go ahead.
To leave town. He's like, "Hey, I tell you what, you don't kill me, I'm going to leave town, and we won't say anything the wiser, we'll tell Terry, whatever." And for some reason, Poe leaves his gun and runs away. Well, he walks off, and then...
Well, he's like, "Hey, could you get rid of this for me?" He's like, "I'm no good with these." And it's like, I feel like that makes sense for his character and how ridiculous that character is.
It did. And
but
then...
the dude he's trying to talk with about not killing, he's got this handlebar mustache that just goes on and on and on. Yeah. He's got this long, scraggly hair. He's like weird, like bunny slippers or something. And he's just like in a bathrobe. And he eventually convinces him to not kill him. He leaves the gun. And then as Poe is walking down the alley to leave,
he comes
of
out.
Course, this drug dealer has the gun. He's like, "You thought you could fuck with me?" And he starts shooting at him. He's like, "What the hell, man? I thought you were going to leave town." And he's like, "Dude, that's not even my real name." He like gave him a fake name and it was just tricked him. And it was really, really funny. And then it went from like funny, silly to how scary this is when he's hiding behind the fence and he's like, "Hey, you tell that fucking crooked cop I'm going to kill his whole family." Yes. I was like, holy shit. Because of how nice he seemed in the house. And I mean, he did have a gun on him. So all that was great. But then when we just redo that scene again where Poe shows up, he's like, I'm going to go kill him this time. I don't know. That whole thing of like him sneaking back into the house again and then finally shooting him.
Maybe if it was
sped up a little bit.
I will say that the sneakiness, I didn't like any of the sneaky scenes because how he got the gun was silly because like he basically stole it from one of the bar owners that he frequents. And like he had to hide in the office while they were having sex and it was just like, okay, what's happening?
That was a little cartoony. It felt like it didn't tonally off.
Yeah, exactly. That it didn't scene. Fit the tone of the film. You know, but like how many fucking nightclub owners, I think it's two or three times that nobody in the bar can do shit. And the owner,
they can't
like,
do anything.
The owner is accosting Sebastian and somebody comes up to him. It's like, "Hey boss, you got to come do this. We got a situation
over here." And you're like, "Just you figure it out. I hired you to figure that shit out. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do coming out there and saying, like, get out of here?" That made me laugh.
That
is kind of funny. Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to.
It is funny. I don't know. Maybe it is played for laughs. I'm not sure, honestly. What did you think about the whole serial killer guy angle? Really? Like, was it even necessary?
I don't know.
It's strange.
It wasn't necessary. I thought it was very strange. I think if you take out that element of the narrative would still be just as strong.
Yeah. But I guess the idea is like, oh, someone's being nice to me. Wow, this is such a great moment. In reality, it's like, no one is ever being nice to you. No one is ever good or doing anything good for any good reason. They're all just scumbag, evil, bad people who want to kill you or, you know, like, because like when you even think about it, like Poe, he says he's doing good things for his sister, but he's stealing her drugs and he also steals money from her and does all this bad stuff. So it's like he is using his cancer sister to get things that he needs. He's not doing it out of the goodness of his heart per se. You know,
that's kind of why I like this film is because everybody in this film is a total piece of shit. And I like,
except for Jane, the prostitute. I think she's the only good one
because
she doesn't try to trick Poe or do anything bad to him that we know of. And then she gets punished for it because she's presumably going to get murdered by a serial killer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry to cut you off.
No, I think the serial killer aspect, neither here nor there. I liked seeing that actor. I just thought he would have a different role, you know? Like maybe make him one of the bar owners or something.
Yeah, or one of the cops,
maybe.
Yeah.
Let me look him up. One of the bar owners was horrifying. Where is he?
There's so many location shots in this movie. I'm wondering what the budget is. I feel like the budget must have been up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even for an indie. It's like they had some money to film. Look at this. Filming locations. Deep Ellum City, Deep Ellum, Dallas, Texas. I don't know what Deep Ellum is.
The one that got up in his face and had him against the wall.
Oh, and told him he's going to shoot him next time he saw him?
Dude, that guy was
that was intense. The same actor who later on was like fooling around with that girl and he was trying to steal his gun.
Yeah.
It's the same dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
That guy was intense.
So Derek is not afraid to use weird colors to light different rooms.
That's what
and I thought that was
about.
Really fun.
So his
Go
use
ahead.
Of color. How did really you good. Feel? So throughout, he uses different colors to light up rooms, and then that makes the character walk through like this wash of red or this wash of green. And it was beautiful. So that's what I was getting at with he's very stylistic. But how did you like that intro? Like it was all 70s.
It was cool.
It was
neon?
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, it was really neat. Do you think that was real neon? Or it was like...
I don't know.
Special effects? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm like, that must have been really hard to do. That's what made me kind of think like, what's the budget on this? But yeah, that looked really neat. Only one time where I thought the colors was a little silly was when he was walking, Poe was walking through the drug dealer's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from like, one room was blue... One room was red and one room was green. And I'm like, wait, is he using just all of the different colors you see? I don't know. It was strange. There was so many like, hey, we're filming and something cool happens. And it's like, wow, that was really cool. We just caught that on camera.
Yeah.
Like when he's sneaking around the house and the cat puts his paws up on the window to like bat at him. And I'm like, you can't plan that. That just happened. Yeah. And that was really cool. Or all the times the police drive by. Or an ambulance drives by and it's just in the scene.
Yep.
Or like Poe is fucking around on the street. He looks like he's wasted out of his mind. And there's just a cop car behind him with his lights on. I'm like, did they put that cop car there? Or are they just filming and that's there? I'm like, so there's so many times where I'm so curious about how did they pull this off?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember who Ralph is. Ralph is the bodyguard for one of like his main bar. And
oh, yeah, his cousin is the gun guy.
Is the gun guy. So that leads us to the gun guy, which is probably my favorite scene in the film because it's so unexpected.
It's really good.
So
yeah.
Earlier in the film, he goes to a diner and he's like, how am I going to get a gun to kill Stanley or Fletch or whatever his name is? Anyway, and two cops show up and he like... looks at them and he kind of ignores them because he's all beat up. And then he starts staring at the cop closest to him. Like the cop closest to him stands up and is talking on the phone. And he starts staring at his gun like he's going to go for
it. Oh my God,
like, oh,
dude.
No. And then the cop confronts him. He's like, you got a problem? And it's like, good, confront him. So he leaves. And then later on in the film, he meets Ralph's cousin, who's the gun guy. And the guy, like, first of all, this whole scene, he, like, emerges from the, like, this huge bush.
And the guy comments on it. He's like, did you just, like, appear from that bush? He's like, yeah.
That was so funny.
And then he's like, okay. All right.
Anyway.
I like how the film... commented on that. That was because it was very silly to see
it. Funny. Anyway, he opens the trunk and there's like guns galore and you're like, oh shit. And he's like, so yeah, he was really awkward about it. He's like, I've never done it before. And he's like, yeah, I can tell. And he's like, all right, so here's the money. And he's like, this isn't gonna buy you shit, dude.
Yeah.
And so they haggle it out and he ends up getting a gun. And on the way to leave, the two cops from before pull up to them.
Yeah.
And they like, what's in the trunk? What's going on? You're like, oh shit. I was not expecting this at all. And what's his name? Is Paolo? Because his name's Paul, but he's like, my name's Paolo.
Oh, yeah.
Paolo. He runs for it, right? He's like, I'm not going to get cut by the cops. And then both the cops are like, you stay there to Poe.
He's like, stay.
And then they go.
Starts chasing him.
They fucking, the way they're chasing him, it looks so funny. Like, he's running in zigzags and they're like running in circles. Anyway, he immediately, like, he tries to get the gun and he just bolts. He leaves. Mm-hmm. That scene was incredible. I loved it.
I love that scene. Poe panicking and trying to like open the trunk and open the side of the door. He's like, oh, ah, oh. It's like, this is so good. Yeah. Oh man. There's a lot of really great scenes in this. So, okay. In conclusion, I really like this movie. Every aspect of it is just so fun. It's interesting visually to watch. I was, on the edge of my seat sometimes with like certain scenes of just like the drama, like, fuck, what's going to happen? And I like how grimy and scummy some of these characters are with like, they just have like hints of good in them, just little tiny bips here and there. And then the whole like duality of, you know, going on with like the different life philosophies is fun. But again, I'll say like maybe 10, 15 minutes toward the third act, I felt we're a little too slow. I was losing attention.
Yeah.
But then once you hit that finale, excellent. Yeah. The finale is so good.
Finale is
really
good.
Really worth it. Really brings everything home. Dan, what do you think?
I agree. The ending was wonderful. Cause it involves Terry. I'll say that much. So yeah, I just watch this whenever it becomes available.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
You can find us on Instagram at New Film Review Pod. You can email us at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you want to, please give us a 5-star review on a thing or, review us wherever you do that. Or just thank you for listening to this show. I really appreciate that. That's super cool of you. Go support independent film. Go watch some movies, man. People out there, they're making films. Go make a film. Why not? Live your dream. Or dream your live? I don't know. Unless your dreams are really gross, then don't live them. Like, if your dreams are really terrible, just maybe, like relax on that. Other than that, thanks again, Dan. You have the final word.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Buy you a gun tonight. Yes, go murder that man in cold blood and you'll be out of debt. And your sister's all right.
La da 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 da.